It has been, sadly, an extremely busy week for COVID-related topics here in our great state of Michigan. Debates about another shutdown, quickly filling hospitals, confusion over the 6 months of workplace restrictions. There's a lot going on, a lot to talk about, and that's what we're going to do right here, right now, with the governor of the great state of Michigan, Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning, Paul W.
There's a lot going on, a lot for us to cover. Quick question, has Dr. J been able to figure out, can anyone figure out, why Michigan has the higher number of the B.1.17 variant? Is there any way to figure that out, why we have a higher number than everyone else, and therefore we're leading the nation now in new cases of COVID?
Well, there are a number of things that contribute to that. First, you know, we kept our positivity rates low for a long period of time. And that means now that this variant that's so much easier to contract is taking a grip on Michigan, because we've got reservoirs of people that don't have antibodies, because we were good at this for a long period of time. We still have strong protocols in place, mask mandates and capacity limitations, and we've urged people to take this seriously, but this B.1.1.7 is just so much easier to contract, and people are losing their focus because we're all fatigued. Every single one of us is, and yet we cannot let our guard down. We've got more work to do, and masking up and getting a vaccine are the two most important ways people can help us as a state move forward.
I absolutely agree. I've always been a proponent of the masks, but I absolutely agree. And I guess I'm disagreeing with our president and the head of the CDC. I do believe vaccines are the way out of this and that we do need more. And here we have Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, saying she believes Michigan needs to shut down. I don't think you believe that. You'll tell us otherwise if you do. But I, for one, let me ask if you, too, were surprised when you requested more vaccines and they said no.
Well, I do think that we need more vaccines. We have capacity to distribute and inoculate more people. We've done 1 million people in 2 weeks, and actually this next million is going to be even less than 2 weeks. We're moving fast. We've got the systems. We could take in more vaccine and get them deployed. And what's happening in Michigan today could be happening elsewhere tomorrow. And that's the case I've made. Now, they've got a strategy. And by and large, it's working nationally. But I do think that surging vaccines would make sense. I've tried to convince them of that. But I think the CDC director's comments the other day are coming out of the Washington bubble and not really conversant in what we can and can't do and what's really viable here on the ground in Michigan. And that's why we're trying to get people to continue taking this seriously, because we know what to do. And if we all do it, we're going to get through this and in a stronger way and save our hospitals and give our first responders a breath, because, gosh, they are getting worn out.
Right. All over the place, including in the hospitals. I've already had people tell me that there are a number of people, once we get through this pandemic, and we will, many people are going to take retirement. Many people are going to decide to do something else after they have gone through something that they'd never gone through before nor ever imagined. But we're going to hope that we can give them our support along the way. I want to talk about that ruling, or call it what you will, the fact that we've added 6 months on the workplace shutdowns, all of that. There's been a lot of real confusion about that. I know that you said at the time, because I quoted you kind of, saying a lot of people are going to take this to mean that now they can't go back to work for 6 months. That's not what you mean. What do you mean? What is the path back to the workplace?
I'm so glad you asked that, because there's a lot of confusion, and I know people are anxious about everything right now, and so this is one, hopefully I can give people a little bit of pause. So we have the ability to enact emergency rules. So we have 6 months authority, and if it's not done by then, if we're not out of the emergency, you have 6 more months that you can extend, and that's what we've done. all we're doing is continuing the process, working with business and workforce stakeholders to make sure we're promulgating the best practices for returning to work. I'm hopeful in the coming weeks we will be able to make that so and make sure that everyone understands that. But business is at the table. We just want to make sure that people are safe when they return. And so it's not like you can't go back into the office for 6 months. That is not the case. What we are doing is finishing up what that protocol and cadence looks like, and that will be we'll be able to share that very soon.
Governor Whitmer, you've asked us all to remember our personal responsibilities, and I agree. The mask wearing, the hand washing, the social distancing, whether it's 3 or 6 feet or whatever, being smart. And even if we've had the vaccination, we found that we still can get one of these variants. We can get COVID-19. Is the being personally responsible things like the Detroit School District pausing in-person learning until May 11th or until they can further investigate what's going on? Is that the kind of personal responsibility? Have you changed your mind about the idea that you may do another complete shutdown? Tell me where you are on that today, this morning.
Well, we're looking at the data, and of course, it's very concerning. The numbers are high, and this B.1.1.7 is just so much easier to contract. And yet, we also know a lot more than we did a year ago. We know that masks are, by and large, work incredibly well if everyone wears them and wears them correctly. We know social distancing works well. We know we've got access to tests, and now we've got access to vaccines. So we are encouraging districts and sports groups to take a pause. We just have such a high community spread of COVID that taking a couple of weeks pause would put us in a much stronger position, and we're encouraging people to do that. But because of all these other factors, the knowledge, the access to tests, the access to vaccines, I've got different powers than I did a year ago. We went to court and some of those executive authorities were undermined. We're just in a very different moment, and that's why it's really incumbent on all of us to do our part, because we're going to have to learn to live with this virus for a while, and we know what to do, and if everyone does it, we're going to be in a much stronger position.
Are you saying because of the court rulings and the changes in your power, Governor, that you could not shut us down or have the health department shut us down again?
That's not what I said, but certainly...
No, I'm asking. I'm not trying to put words in your mouth.
No, that's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is that we're in a very different moment. What we know about this virus, the tools that we have are different. The scope of the powers that I have to react to it are a bit different as well. Certainly, we retain some. That's why we still have some of the strongest protocols in the nation here in Michigan. You know, limitations on, gatherings, mask wearing, these are things that other states aren't even doing right now. So if everyone follows the protocols and does their part, uses this knowledge to keep themselves and their families safe, we're going to get through this.
So the science that you used in the past to shut us down is not the same science. That science is not there to you today that would lead you to want to shut us down again.
Well, the science has improved. We know a lot more about this virus. We know that if you mask up and you socially distance, you're going to be okay. We have access to tests. We didn't have those things. We now have access to vaccines. We did not have those in the fall. And so this is kind of the moment that we're in. We've got these monoclonal antibodies that we are going to really make great use of to address people who are COVID positive, who are eligible. This is an incredible tool that we're adding to our arsenal to keep people safe and out of the hospital. And so if you do test positive, make sure you find out if you are eligible for these monoclonal antibodies. This is what President Trump used and really contributed to his rebound from COVID. It's not a substitute for a vaccine, but if you do get COVID, look into it immediately. The quicker that we can treat with monoclonal antibodies, the better your outcome and the quicker you recover.
Any other thoughts? Any other regrets? Did you ease the restrictions too soon, or do you wish you didn't do them at all? Or what else is going on in your world, in your mind?
Well, I know our restrictions early on saved thousands of lives and bought us a lot of time. We're now in a moment where we've got these tools and just imploring everyone to take this seriously and do their part.
And your words to people who still resist getting that vaccination that is available, what would you say to those folks?
The best way to stay safe and to get our economy back to full strength is to get vaccinated. And it's easy to do. I've had my first shot. My family, some of my family members have had both shots. We feel good. It's a relief. And we know we're doing our part. And we're asking everyone to do that, too.
I certainly feel great relief having had my shots. And want my whole family to have their shots, and slowly but surely they're able to get them. Some of them, the young ones, Sophie turns 18 on Monday, so anyone from 16 and above should get it. So now I've been working on her. Sometimes with teenagers, it's not so easy. But be that as it may, one other quick note, and I appreciate you staying with us so long. It's been a while since we've talked to you, and we find it very helpful. I think my listeners find it very helpful, and I think it's helpful to you, Governor, to be here once a week checking in. So I appreciate that. I know you're busy. And that is a quick one. It just annoyed me and bothered me a lot when, look, there have been some terrible things that have happened out there with police and terrible accidents and murders and shootings, and we've got more that are in the news today. There's a 13-year-old kid that I don't know why he was out at 2:30 in the morning, and I don't know why he had a handgun. But beyond all that, do you agree with Representative Tlaib that we don't want to have a police department?
No, I think that police are a critical component to life in America, and yet we know there's a lot of work to do in that space to make sure that people can stay safe and in confidence. So I don't know that I got more to add other than happy birthday to you and to Sophie this weekend, Paul W.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Next time you're talking to the president, please ask him to take some of those trillions of dollars that are out there, whether it's for COVID or for infrastructure. We know a lot of it goes to a lot of different places. Let's put some money in better training for our police officers across the country. I think it would serve us well, Governor.
Agreed.
All right. Thanks for the birthday wishes. God bless. We'll talk again. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer here on the Paul W. Smith Show.